I first heard about the Ozzfest with Tony and Giza being there on MTV. We came back from rehearsals one night, and you know, that's when I first got the news of it. And my immediate reaction was one of deep sadness, because I didn't understand what was going on, and I, you know, so I didn't know the full circumstances of it. So I just felt pretty much, you know, left out and stuff. So during the, that was on a Friday night, during the weekend I did my best to process the sadness, and I had some anger too, you know, and I did the things that I needed to do to work through the sadness and the anger, which was primarily I sent out three faxes, one to Tony, one to Glory Butler, and one to Ernest Chapman, who works with Tony Iommi. In my faxes, I had asked if they have ill feelings towards me. Where my hurt come from most was, I guess, from Tony and Giza, and more so from Tony, in the sense that, and I wasn't angry with Tony, I just felt hurt, in the sense that they were able to go ahead and do this thing with Ozzy, and there was no kind of telephone call or, you know, or anything like that about how it might feel. And that was an expectation of mine, and I realized that that might be too much to ask. So I resolved it. I sent the faxes. Ernest Chapman was very kind, and he did return a brief fax, which said that it's a confirmation that Tony and Giza are going to, you know, do part of the Ozzfest with Ozzy. And so I felt that that clarified it for me. He confirmed that in fact is going to happen. And so that gave me what I needed to know in the way of information. Then there was no other responses fax-wise. But I did get a phone call from Sharon Osbourne, who is Ozzy's wife and manager. And Sharon had said that there was no need for my services, and I actually hadn't asked for that. I was asking how Tony and Giza might feel if they had any feelings at all. I certainly wasn't asking, oh, why am I not playing and blah, 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 blah. I wasn't doing that. I would have loved to have done it. I sincerely would love to do it. But other provisions have been made, and Sharon let me know that, you know, other provisions have been made, that it was, you know, it's Ozzy's gig, Ozzfest. This is nothing to do with me, you know. It's not a reunion. It's certainly not an original reunion anyway. Apparently, from what I can gather, it's Ozzy's show, and he's invited Tony and Giza, and yeah, that's fine. I mean, I was through the anger and the sadness by Monday, and I said some prayers for them, and so on St. Patrick's Day 1997, Black Sabbath broke up. That's what it means to me. Black Sabbath broke up on St. Patrick's Day. To me, in my world, in my reality, that's the day that the band broke up. Sharon has already let me know over a year ago or so that she would never allow me to be a part of Black Sabbath again. So, you know, so it didn't come as like a really big shock or something. I don't know what the reason for that is, and I'm, you know, all I know is the letter that I got from Sharon, and so where I stand with it is that I will respect that. I'll respect that. I want, you know, and Sharon gave us a very nice courtesy call. She had found out that some faxes had been sent, and she very kindly let me know that my services weren't required, and it's like, well, thank you, you know, I appreciate that. And I will now move on with my life. For me, Black Sabbath broke up on St. Patrick's Day 1997. We formed in 1968, I believe, somewhere like that, 1967, 1968. And in my world, in my reality, we broke up on St. Patrick's Day 97. So where I stand is that if I am to play with Tony or Geezer in the future, I would love to play with them. If there is to be an original reunion with me playing, then I would love to do that. but I think that the chances of that happening are pretty much zero at this point. I won't go into the extremities of all this because I have a clear picture that satisfies me, and I'm completely resolved of it. I'm at peace with myself, and I love them very much, and I will always love them 100% unconditionally, and I hope they have a wonderful time. I hope the Ozzfest is great. I'm just happy that Tony and Geezer have been able to reconcile some of their differences. When we came back from South America, those guys just exploded and never wanted to talk to each other again. It saddened me. It made me feel sad. And I'm glad that Ozzy, it's so for them. I hope it's a huge success, to be honest. Not necessarily from a gig point of view, because, you know, I mean, God, for God's sake, you know, they all know that. Everybody knows Oz and Tony and Geezer. But from a just getting together point of view, I'm totally supportive of that, and I hold no bad feelings towards anyone. I think it's I think they're just terrific. So I hope Ozzfest is incredibly successful. In the meantime, I'm going to be doing my thing too.
That's right.
And I'll be thinking about the fellas when they're doing Ozzfest. You know, I'm keeping them uppermost in my thoughts, and they'll be in my prayers. They always are.